The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We go down to Lachie Young, who is boundary side with the very patient Brenton Sanderson for Prestige Jayco.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. Thanks, guys. Brenton, thanks so much for joining us. Well, Kingy alluded to it just then, some breaking news out of the VFL practice match. Can you shed any light on what you've heard so far of the injury to Lyndon Dunn?
No, I don't know, actually. We've only we've been over here since halftime, and it sounds like that Dunny's hurt his knee in the third quarter. So, yeah, we don't know anything about it over here yet. Obviously, our boys are getting prepared to play tonight, and yeah, just fingers crossed for him because it was his first game back after ACL surgery. So yeah, you always hate hearing that, and yeah, fingers crossed he's okay.
As you said, fingers crossed, it'll be a major blow for him after the comeback that he's had. Getting on to tonight, I mean, you look back to last week and clearly not the result that you guys would have been coming here to get. I mean, what are you hoping to see change and improve from last week out there tonight?
Yeah, I just heard Brownie say then, you know, upstairs, we didn't kick the ball well last week. We had a lot of turnovers in our back half. And then when we were able to get the ball in our front half, in particularly inside 50, we just really missed some sitters. We just didn't lower our eyes well enough, and we had some gettable set shots too that we missed. So it could be a little bit of anxiety around round one. And, you know, there's always that pressure when you're playing against a really good side to start the season off. But they don't get much harder than tonight. You know, Richmond at the MCG, they've got such a great record here, and we were at our best last year, though, in the prelim when we beat them, and probably as good as half as anyone's played that first half against them last year. So it'd be nice if we can replicate that, but we know that, you know, they'll be out to try and play better than what they did last year too.
Sando Kingy up in the box with Benny Cass, Leap Brown, as you alluded to, Bucky and Pete Ryan. Do you pull out the vision of the prelim final and watch that closely and look at what you did well to as you said, try and replicate?
Yeah, we do. There's I guess some setups and some structure stuff that we did that we thought worked, but also too just the way that we moved the ball, the way we got up and down the ground, just from sort of contest to contest, we looked really sharp. And you probably can remember it wasn't a great night for Richmond. They had a couple of guys who were really ill, I think, the night before the game, and David Asprey, I think, spent the night in hospital. And we remember back Dustin Martin had that serious knee injury and was touch and go pre-game whether he was going to play. So they certainly weren't at their best going into that game. And it was the game that Mason Cox really, I think he took 8 or 9 contested marks, which was, a finals record or second most marks or contested marks in a final. So it'd be nice if he can replicate that again tonight. But, yeah, we certainly have shown some vision this week, some stuff that worked well for us last time. And of course, a little bit of stuff that Richmond did well against Carlton last week. But, yeah, we'll have to be at our best tonight to beat them, that's for sure.
One change, Levi Greenwood comes in. We know he's probably one of the league's best stoppers. Will he have a role tonight on one of the Tigers' midfield?
Yeah, he'll mostly play through the midfield. And there's a variety of guys that we can send him to. So, but he has played a little bit down back as well. So if we need to shift things around, he can play comfortably, you know, sort of deep in defence. But, you know, we know their midfield's just full of talent, you know, guys like Cochin and Martin, and we know Lambert's a dangerous player for them as well. So we're going to have to make sure that our midfielders play a really accountable brand, and we look pretty exciting when we're going the other way as well, you know, to get Dane Beams back in to the club. And, you know, he just looks so sharp at the moment, and Treloar, Penderbury, side bottom. So our midfield's pretty strong too. So hopefully it's a really good battle and we come out on top.
Sando Brownie, good luck tonight, mate. A couple of guys last week that would have really excited not only the fans but also the coaches. Darcy Moore, he's come back, and Billy Elliott, their roles last week, and how exciting was it to see those guys back on the park?
Yeah, Darcy Moore was excellent, and he's done most of his work, of course, with Collingwood as a forward, but he was always going to play last year as a defender, and he just had a couple of little injury setbacks throughout the year, and he wasn't at his best in 2018, but there was certainly some signs there last week that he's going to be really important for us across half-back. And then, yeah, you mentioned Jamie Elliott. He's like a new recruit for us. He didn't play at all last season. And, you throw him into that forward line with guys, you know, like Stevenson and Varco with their speed and the ability for him to mark the footy. But, yeah, combined with, you know, Mason Cox and Majacek with their aerial and DeGoey with his explosive speed, yeah, it's a really dangerous mix if we can get the ball in there with any sort of momentum. It's going to be always difficult to defend us.
Brendan, Peter Ryan here. Good luck tonight. How different is it preparing for a Richmond team without Alex Rance?
It's probably a little bit easier because he's the best defender in the competition. But in the same breath, they work so well as a group. You know, that whole system, that back six just move together as one. They're when you get the aerial shots, we get the behind the goals vision, and the whole system just moves across the ground or up the ground almost in unison. And you know, Rance is a key part of that, and you know, obviously wish him all the best in his recovery, but it certainly makes it a little bit easier for us. But they're going to be a really difficult defence to break down. They have got some really good players back there, you know, and they brought in Ellis and Markov too, who are really exciting players. You know, Ellis has got the experience and Markov's got that blistering speed. So I mentioned about our speed, but it's probably the right guy to bring in for them, a guy that can match us on the outside.
Makes sense. Just you mentioned the inclusion of Jamie Elliott, obviously a great player, and Jordan Degoe coming off his best season in his career. How difficult is it just to lob a player such as Elliott into the forward line for the rest of the forwards?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because he had to obviously sit and watch from the stands last year, and sometimes you have a look at the chemistry of the group and how they will fit in, but he's been brilliant. He's a natural leader. He's got the loudest voice of all of our forwards, and the way that he sort of, you know, organises our setups is like an extension of the coaching group out on the field. And we just saw, you know, his speed and how clever he is around goals. So, so good to have him back. And, you know, the Collingwood fans have waited a long time to see him back out here on the MCG. But, yeah, we just whet our appetite last week, and hopefully we can see more of the same, if not a bit more, this week.
Sando, how did you rate Jordan Ruffhead's first game for the club?
Yeah, very good. Aerially, he's excellent. He's very safe. Obviously, tonight with Lynch and Riewoldt ahead of the ball, you know, Ruffhead and Das, we'll get those two, and we've just got to make sure we bring the ball to ground, and we know how damaging they can be with guys like Higgins and Butler and Castagna, Rioli. So, yeah, it's big also too for, you know, Langdon and I mentioned Levi. Yep. before Maynard. Those guys are going to have to really be at their best. So, yeah, it's going to be a cracking game.
Yeah. Just talk to us about a couple of injuries. Can you give us an update on Taylor Adams and Will Hoskin-Elliott and how far away we might see those top guys? Are they sort of sometime mid-April we might get them back in the side?
Yeah, both those boys will be back soon. Tay Adams is not far away with a finger injury, and Will Hoskin-Elliott's back training now as well, but probably needs 2 weeks or so just to get himself up to match speed again before we see him.
Sando, just on Lyndon Dunn, obviously you don't know what the situation is, but just for our listeners, do you kind of try to cocoon the rest of the group from that news, or is there any way of doing that?
I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm not sure if you can, because, I mean, one of the media guys just sort of told me before I went on air there that you know, it looks like he got injured, and I'm sure that that news will filter back through here at some point. But as you know, he's much loved by the playing group, and it's going to be a shock for him when the boy's here. So I guess we'll try and guard it from him pre-game. We're going in for our meeting in a couple of minutes, so whether Nathan even just tells the boys the, you know, what's happened, and that's let's spend a minute or two just absorbing it and then just try and focus again. But yeah, it'll be shattering news if he is out long term again.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely, fingers crossed. We're thinking of Lyndon Dunn at the moment. Sando, really appreciate your time as always on K-Rock. Good luck tonight.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate Jayco bringing us our good friend Brenton Sanderson on K-Rock Football, of course, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Visit the range of new and used caravans, camper trailers, expanders, J-Pods, pop tops and motorhomes.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.